John, let's talk about last season. Were you ever thinking, like October before Andy came in, that you would be where you are now, European adventure and finishing as high as you did in the league?
No, I think at the beginning of last season, you know, there was big things expected of us to start with. Didn't really go to plan. Jock came in, you know, really turned things around. You know, we got us a lot more organised. I think he prides himself on clean sheets as well, being a centre-half. You know, and we stopped conceding sloppy goals. You know, take that forward, we're on an incredible run, didn't lose many games. I think we were bottom when he came in, so to turn it around was brilliant.
What's it been like this season as an experience?
It's been good. I mean, I've never played in Europe before. I don't think many people give us a chance for the first game, so to get that win, especially away from home, was brilliant. You know, we went out to a good side. I think they'll have a good chance of getting to the qualifiers.
And in terms of your season, how have you seen the season?
It's been a very good start. I think the group of lads that we've got here and spent time with them now for over the past 5 weeks, it's just brought the unit a little bit closer together. We've experienced some away trips, which is always beneficial. You get to know each other's character and a little bit more about the coaching staff and that. So from my point of view, the transition from playing for CNS and then coming to Connors Quay has been good in the last 5 weeks, and I've enjoyed every week gone by. Probably spent more than enough time with the lads, but yeah, it's been really good, and we've had some positive results as well.
Looking forward to the next season, what are the main aims for this club? Because it's going to be a very tough league next season, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You can see there's some teams that have got very new acquisitions, and it looks like it's going to be you know, very competitive, and that's what you want to be a part of. And then when Andy managed to put it towards us, what they're trying to do at Connors Quay, I was excited to join. I know a few of the lads that have been here before as well, so that's made it easier. And I think that'll bode well as well going forward in the next, you know, 12 months of the season. I think there's a quite tight-knit group, and believe that we can climb the league and hopefully finish at a high position.
What do you see in certain other team members here that you're excited about that will make that happen?
Well, the lads are experienced and they're motivated as well. You know, we're all driven by one thing, and we want to achieve, you know, the high standards that's expected of us. I think that goes from the coaching staff all the way up to the players throughout each squad member, and we take pride every time we go on the pitch, and I think that's important. And then you just hope for, like any type of football, you hope for a little bit of luck as well on the way, especially over a 12-month period, the 10-month period of the season. You're required to use a little bit of luck as well, and then that can take you as far as it can take you, and hopefully that'll be near the summit of the table.
Now, for the club, it was their first time in Europe. What does Europe bring to a club the first time you play in it, do you think?
Well, it's obviously a start of history books for Connors Quay in Europe. You know, it's definitely puts them on the map, and one of the reasons and the incentives why I wanted to come to a club like this. It's a fresh start, and there's records to be broken. Hopefully we can start doing that, and looking forward to the Welsh Prem now. Hopefully we can write a new chapter in regards to that as well.
George, there's been some exciting times in the Prem last season. It's been very tight with some of the teams coming in. Who are the clubs that you look at that are going to cause you trouble on that road to where you want to be?
I think we need to catch up with the likes of TNS and Bala. We need to be up near the top now. We're expected to do well, I think, this year, especially with the results we had in Europe last week. We made a good... I thought we played really well in the four games, so we'd be expected a lot of us.
And we talked a lot there about the keeping the clean sheets. One of the things that the gaffer has done is he's really made you solid, and obviously that helped in Europe. Just talk for those people who don't know where the goals are going to come from at the other end of the park.
I think that's why he signed Mike, hasn't he, to try and start banging the balls in. Yeah, it will be different. We were set up in the four games to be obviously a bit defensive and stifle teams and stuff, so it is going to be interesting how we're going to go forward and the other side of the offensive side. So the next couple of weeks, I think that's what we'll be working on.
Quite a few of the teams talk about the academy and youth setup coming through. Anybody in that young pool of people below you have played one or two games that might feature next season?
I think we've got there's a good youth setup at Connors Quay. I think they've prided themselves on that for a couple of years. With being quite close to the club where I live, they're quite well renowned for having a good setup. I think Thomas Bibby's a good lad. He looks a strong lad, looks like a good one for the future. Ben Nash has been involved. Played a couple of pre-season friendlies. Jack Riley the same. So hopefully they'll kick on and push the older lads.
And start of Sunday football on this term, what's your assessment of that?
Well, it's going to be different. Probably going to take a little bit of time to adapt as well, from a club's point of view, from personnel point of view as well. So it's going to have to see how that runs, but it is what it is, and no matter if it's a Friday, Saturday or Sunday, you know, you're still kicking off, you're still playing 90 minutes, there's still 22 players and you've still got to get 3 points.
Do you think the thinking might be behind it that there's quite a lot of football teams and you're all vying for the 3 o'clock Saturday ticket money, that perhaps if you play on Sunday you might get a couple of more through the door?
Possibly, if that's the way it's going to be thinking, then that might be the thought process. But I'm still a big fan of the Saturday games, and even Friday night games can bring some kind of a nice atmosphere at some of these grounds as well. So I think a mixture of them, I know I'm personally favoured towards them. But whether it goes on a Sunday, I'm sure it won't impact our playing ability, and you know we'll be fully focused whether it's played on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, so it won't matter.
George, your first match of the season is against?
Carmarthen, is it?
Yep, absolutely right. What do you know about them and how do you feel about that game?
I know a lot of the... we've seen some lads that just walked in now, so yeah, we know a lot of the old faces and stuff. But we've got to aim for every game we go into this year. I think the expectation, like we said before, is high, so we've got to look to beat everyone, home and away.
You've seen a lot of Welsh Premier League football. We are seeing a standard rise, aren't we? And we're seeing it breed. I've heard some people here saying you can't even call the top six.
Yeah, so that's always, you know, if an outsider's saying that and people are excited towards the season start, let's hope it's not just a one-horse race kind of thing where TNS, obviously they're going to be favourites the full time, you know, the expectations on their shoulders. But a few little tweaks and changes now. I'm sure there's a few clubs that are confident enough that they can make their own stamp on the Welsh Prem and hopefully climb the table, and definitely standards are getting much, much better throughout the league.
I can ask you the difficult question. I've actually heard a few people say, of all the teams that could challenge TNS this year, it's the Nomads.
It's a compliment, it's nice. And on paper it looks very good and positive, but anything looks very positive on paper, it's about doing it out on the pitch. And you know, we've now got to take that on board, and the next few weeks building up to the start of the season, we've got to implement that on the pitch and carry it forward then for the best part of 10 months. So there's still a lot to do, a lot of work to do, but if people are putting us in them brackets, then that's up to them. We are just taking it week by week, and we know there or thereabouts we won't be far off if it can click.
And you've already been cited as the man who's going to get all the goals, so no pressure. But what are your personal ambitions and targets for this season?
I never kind of reveal what my personal targets are. I never do that because I never want to shoot myself in the foot. Obviously, every time I go on the pitch, I look to score a goal. So, you know, if that happens, brilliant. But then, you know, the bigger picture of it is, are we coming off with 3 points? And if the answer to that's yeah, and I don't get on the score sheet, then that's the job done, really, anyway.